I read a score of books on womanhood to prove, if women do not think at all, they may teach thinking to a maiden aunt or else the author, books that boldly assert their right of comprehending husband's talk when not too deep, and even of answering with pretty, may it please you, or so it is. Their rapid insight and fine aptitude, particular worth and general missionariness, as long as they keep their quiet by the fire and never say no when the world says aye, for that is fatal. Their angelic reach of virtue, chiefly used to sit and darn and fatten household sinners. Their, in brief, potential faculty and everything of abdicating power in it. She owned she liked a woman to be womanly, an English woman, she thanked God inside. Some people always sigh in thanking God. Were models to the universe. And last I learned cross-stitch because she did not like to see me wear the night with empty hands or doing nothing. So my shepherdess was something after all, the pastoral saints be praised for it, leaning lovelorn with pink eyes to match her shoes when I mistook the silks, her head uncrushed by that round weight of hat so strangely similar to the tortoise shell which slew the tragic poet. By the way, the works of women are symbolical. We so prick our fingers, dull our sight, producing what? A pair of slippers, sir, to put on when you're weary, or a stool to stumble over and vex you. Curse that stool! Or else, at best, a cushion, where you lean and sleep and dream of something we are not but would be for your sake. Alas. Alas, this hurts most, this, that, after all, we are paid the worth of our work, perhaps.